Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8 minutes past eight, it's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover, and Cambridgeshire Police are moving ahead with plans for a new police hub in Milton. There's an online consultation and some chat sessions, the latest of which is tomorrow. And to talk about that and what's going to happen to policing in Cambridge City, I'm joined by Superintendent James Sutherland. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We've heard yourself and colleagues say that the present station at Parkside isn't up to the job. But I'm wondering, when you build a police station from scratch, what do you need?
Well, the key thing that you need is the custody facilities and making sure that two things. Firstly, that you've got enough cell provision, and secondly, that it meets all the modern standards requirements to be able to keep people safely in detention. Those are the two sort of absolutely key things, and those are the two biggest issues that we've got with Parkside at the moment. But then you've got all the other things to consider around housing all the officers, space for all the equipment they need, making sure we've got the right IT facilities, virtual courts, all that sort of stuff as well.
Mm. I'm pleased to report that I've never actually been in a police cell. What's it like? What do you have, and what in terms of standards? What's changed? Because the Parkside police station, if I remember, is the best part of 50 years old. What do you need, or what is required of you to put in a police cell now? Is it the space? It's
a few things. I mean, look, you're never going to mistake a police cell for a hotel room. But the key thing is that they are safe, that they've got to be safe, they've got to be clean, and they've got to be able to sort of keep people in dignified, safe circumstances.
Yeah. And I guess on occasion, you could end up with somebody who's pretty vulnerable being in the police cell.
And
you
need
absolutely. Yeah. Yes, there are bad people who you need to pop in a police cell for a few hours, but at the same time, there's some pretty vulnerable people who almost they're out of care, I guess.
Well, police custody, the key thing to remember is that police custody facilities are not prisons, they're not jails. We don't lock up guilty people there. We detain people for the purpose of being able to carry out an investigation, and we only do it when it's necessary. Mm. So people absolutely do not come into a police cell as a form of punishment. That's not why they're there. What we need to do is to be able to keep people in safe, secure, dignified surroundings, and over the years that has become increasingly difficult and more expensive with Parkside.
What is the problem? Because I notice it's been said that you need to sometimes take people who need to go into custody for the reasons you've explained, and in order to do so you have to take them to a police station which is further away. Is that because, well, simply that you're arresting more people and you need to put more people temporarily into custody?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So aside from all the sort of the structural and the layout and the design issues that we've got with Parkside custody, it's simply not big enough. So you said a couple of moments ago that Parkside was built over 50 years ago. The population of this county was an awful lot smaller 50 years ago. We are arresting more people just because there are more crimes that are going on. We're a bigger place. And right now, if the Parkside custody cells are full, which often happens, and we arrest someone, well, our only option is to take them up the A1 to Thorpe Wood in Peterborough. That can be a couple of hour round trip, depending on the time of day. That's a long time to have police officers away from the front line.
So presumably, those are police officers who really should be on the beat or patrolling or whatever their job might be, which isn't being done because they're having a car journey.
Yeah, and it's not a hypothetical sort of issue. I mean, so 2 weekends ago, right before we opened this consultation, I was working on a Sunday. One of our PTSOs eyed a wanted burglar. Fantastic. We zoomed out, arrested him on Hills Road, got him in the back of the van. Parkside custody was full. That meant two officers, and it had to be two in order to be able to sort of safely escort them in case something happens on the side of, on the side of the A1. Two officers then had to drive all the way from Hills Road to Thorpe Wood in Peterborough, book this person in, and then come back. That basically knocked them out for half a shift. If we'd had room at Parkside, then they would have been out and about within the hour doing frontline patrol. So it's a very real day-to-day issue.
Mm. Talk about the station in Cambridge in a moment or two, but I'm wondering also if there are people perhaps at the Science Park, it might be easier for them to get to a facility in Milton than it is to go into town if they have, say, an inquiry of the police which needs them to attend in person. Will that be possible?
Yeah, it will. So they will we'll have the ability to, although we're not planning on having a traditional police inquiry office at Milton, we will have a reception area. We'll have the ability to meet people if we need to see them by appointment there. And we are giving really careful consideration to transport options for the site. The plan is to have it next to the Milton Park and Ride. We're also looking at cycle routes and safe cycle parking for people to get there. And the site itself is simply far, far more accessible than trying to get right into the centre of Cambridge as you do currently.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because the connectivity, although there seems to be some cones wandering all over the place at the moment in that particular area, once those roadworks are out of the way, that's actually going to be pretty nippy, I guess, for yourself and your officers to get to quite a large area.
Well, that's it. It's not just Parkside doesn't just serve the centre of Cambridge City. It serves, you know, our ever-growing city. It serves the whole of the south of the county. And trying to get out of the station, even with the ability to have blue lights and sirens at peak times with all of that traffic congestion, is not good. Having our new hub situated outside the city, getting straight onto the wider road network, will give us a lot of benefits and we're able to get around the south of the county quicker, which means we'll be able to get to emergency calls quicker.
And the station in Cambridge then, what I've heard suggestions that you might co-locate yourself with your colleagues in the fire service. Is that just one of a number of options that you're looking at right now?
It's certainly an option. It's our preferred option. There's a lot of advantages to it. Obviously, it's right next door to where we are at the moment, so it's a familiar place when people are actually looking for the police station. We do a lot of work with the fire service, as you can imagine. There's a lot of sort of similarity between our two services. They've got a modern, good facility there. So there's a lot of things going for it, and it would give us the ability to keep a front office, front inquiry office open exactly the same as we do now in virtually the same location. So it's not a done deal yet, but it is our preferred option, and we're looking at it at the moment.
And presumably you'd want to open that round about the same time as the facility in Milton. If all goes according to plan, when might you be opening those?
So what we would look to do is to move the neighbourhood police officers who will be staying in the city and our front office staff over to the new police city centre police station before we close Parkside, before we open the Milton hub. So there is an uninterrupted service and business as usual for the city centre and for the people who need to come and see us face to face. The actual plan for the Milton hub, if everything goes to plan, would be that it opens in 2023 with construction starting in mid-2021.
Okay, and there is the consultation, as we've mentioned, going on. I guess it's not, we're not in the perfect world right now, which means that the consultation is online rather than face-to-face. But you've got these rather interesting little chat sessions. I mentioned there's one tomorrow, and I know there's a few more scheduled over the next couple of weeks before the consultation ends. Who's going to be on the other end of the chatbot?
So we'll always have a senior police officer on the weekend. It was the chief constable. Tomorrow it's going to be myself. And there will always be a senior police officer who's there able to answer some of the questions around the operational impact around this move, what it means for us. There will also be somebody from the project team who's able to answer some questions around sort of planning issues, transportation, all of those sort of things. So there are experts on who, between us, we should be able to answer any questions or queries that people have about the project.
And I guess the key thing, I guess, really, it's the operational side, which will, I'm sure everybody wants a nice building for you, but it's the day-to-day policing which people would be concerned about and exactly how that's going to function.
It is. I mean, people have got different concerns, and obviously people who live in Milton are very interested about exactly where this is going to be, what's it going to look like, how are we sort of minimising the impact on the local community and what have you. So there's a lot of that information on there. And as you said, it's in normal circumstances, we'd be going out, holding events, speaking to people face-to-face. That's just not possible at the moment. So what we've tried to do with the website is to be able to have a virtual village hall. We've put all the information up there, which we would normally bring out to people, and to have that ability for people to ask us some questions in real time, as we would have done in any other sort of normal sort of circumstance. And I've got to get a sort of a plug-in for the website address, if I may.
Oh, please do.
It's camspoliceconsultation.co.uk. camspoliceconsultation.co.uk, or you can just find it through our main Cambridgeshire Police website.
Yeah, and I did that last night, and it was fairly straightforward, but it's good to have a dedicated site for these things. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Maybe once, if there's any sort of comments which come back, once everything's wrapped up, you can maybe have another chat with us to see the direction of travel, if you like, for the facility.
Be very happy to. Good to talk to you.
That's great. Thanks very much. That's Superintendent James Sutherland of Cambridgeshire Police. And that consultation is continuing for the next few weeks. And he'll be there, Superintendent Sutherland, tomorrow to answer your questions on the other side of the chatbot that they've got on the website.
Cambridge 105 Radio.